one of the difficulties we've had in the Ballyshannon and South Donegal area is the number of dispersed locations across Ballyshannon, Bundoran and South Donegal for which services were being delivered. So we've had the opportunity now to bring all of those services together on one site, on one campus, and adjacent to, obviously, the Shiel Hospital as well in Ballyshannon.
As well as the primary care services, there have also been administrative offices, management offices in a number of rented locations in Ballyshannon. Does this mean in the long term there'll be a saving of money to the HSE, because the rent bill you had in Ballyshannon must have been fairly substantial?
Clearly, I mean, rental savings was part of the business case we would have submitted to validate what we had proposed. There will be rent and savings across a number of sites. The main benefits, however, are more in terms of healthcare delivery themselves, where we have our general practitioners and all of the HSE primary healthcare staff working now side by side together. So we'll be in the Bayview medical practice in Ballyshannon. You have 7 general practitioners, you have practice nurses, and now they will be working side by side in the one building, in the one location, with our public health nursing services, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, chiropody, dental. And we also have now in the primary care centre community x-ray services as well. And Sligo Regional Hospital operate a number of outreach outpatient services also on the campus.
You're always looking ahead, I suppose, in terms of planning. Where can we expect to see the next developments of this nature?
We've done this in a number of the smaller locations across Donegal, obviously, already. So there's been the primary care developments, obviously, in lots of locations across the county, including Stranorlar. In Glenties there about 2 years ago, we would have done this. The next phase and the next area we're going to focus on in Donegal is obviously addressing our community hospital infrastructure, the need to bring those up to compliance with HICWA standards, and also to provide additional capacity for long-stay residential care in the county.